Listening 2. Buenos Aires, Beijing, and Dubai. 1. Buenos Aires.
Many people compare Buenos Aires to Paris. I know what they mean. Indeed, the stamp of Europe is difficult to miss in this city of boulevards, palaces, opera houses, and monuments. But Buenos Aires is so much more. I was born outside of Buenos Aires, but was attracted to the city by the cafes that satisfy the thirst and spirit of every hopeful writer. Writers, journalists, musicians, and politicians met here. Sipping the strong coffee, listening to the mix of ideas, I developed ideas for my novels. My favorite square is the Plaza de Mayo, and standing there today for me is like entering a time machine. It was here that the seeds of independence were planted, where Argentinian President Juan Perón and his wife Evita shouted from the balcony of their residence, the Casa Rosada. The arts and music scene in Buenos Aires was always a center of cultural innovation. Ideas and values still considered strange elsewhere were often accepted here. Filmmakers Louis Buñuel, Ingmar Bergman, and Woody Allen were celebrated in my city when they were still almost unknown in Europe and the United States. The writer Jorge Luis Borges used the lively neighborhood where I live as a setting for many of his stories. The most celebrated singers and conductors not only came to Buenos Aires, but also toured dozens of opera houses throughout the country. And the dance, the tango, born in the streets of our neighborhood, soon captured the world. There are some people who feel embarrassed by the European aspects of Buenos Aires and believe we should be more Latin American. But Europe's influence was never a limitation for the city, more a launching pad. European and Latin American characters live together, creating uniqueness. Those of us who live here, and even visitors who allow the city to reveal itself to them, know Buenos Aires to be like no other.
2. Beijing.
The city of Beijing, busy and huge, home to some 15 million people, was originally designed along the simple lines of a body. According to traditional Chinese stories, the god Niya tamed the rivers of the country, and the layout of the city's buildings reflected his physical form. The Gate of Heavenly Peace, Tiananmen, was his brain, and the Zhengyang Gate was his head. Today, Beijing's largest map publisher has to update their Beijing diagrams every 3 months to try to keep up with changes. Sometimes, they even try to draw tomorrow. On the wall of their office hangs an enormous map of Beijing, future tense. There are new streets, new buildings, new bus lines. The only thing that isn't new is the feeling of change. Because for the past century, Beijing has been a city which has been constantly changing. The people, though, will always tell you what they think. In modern times, that's become the heart of Beijing. The city's construction is changing quickly, but the local character can still be drawn in clear, precise lines. The typical Beijinger is direct, practical, and has opinions. He knows politics and culture better than business. The Beijinger usually expresses his opinions through humor rather than anger. Mostly, he remembers. He remembers the clear blue skies of the pre-pollution capital. This is Beijing pride. There is no other part of the country where memories are so long.
3. Dubai.
On a recent trip to Dubai, I took a quick walk through the narrow roads of the Bastakia Quarter, an old village that provides a look at a slower-paced time. In the village of Bastakia, you cannot take a walk on your own because its roads were designed in such a way that only the people who lived in the village knew the way through it, making it a safer place to live. The roads were a place for people to get together over dinner and special feasts, to share news, and to discuss common village issues. High wind towers grow from houses, bringing cool air throughout the home. The more I walked around the Bastakia, the more I felt the greatness of the people who once lived in them. I left Old Dubai for New Dubai on the west side of the city. New Dubai has fancy, modern buildings. The luxury hotel built on an artificial island, and the world's tallest skyscraper. In Dubai's central business district, locals say that you can buy anything that comes to mind. In New Dubai, young people pursue their dreams, trying to achieve the impossible. This is a city that has been working for the past 2 decades with no rest at all. Its residents all share one goal: to win at all times, even if they have to race time itself. Although they may not share a common language, they know they will succeed because they all speak the language of success.